Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Encourage you to go there. Lots of stuff there on their website. It's fascinating information about public policy that's affecting you and me and our small businesses, the things that we should be in favor of, the things that we should be fighting, and Karen works on both of those with her team. Karen, the by the way, happy Small Business Month and the week, and I'm going to be in D.C. next week with the Chamber, and looking forward to that. I hope to get to see you while we're there. The thing about Small Business Week, the truth is small business is celebrated in different weeks all around the country all year long. Chambers of Commerce have their Small Business Weeks, and that's you know, the SBA claims a certain week, the Chamber claims a certain week, but the truth is, yeah, is small business celebrated all over the country all year long.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we should be doing from a policy perspective is, you know, what can we do to encourage entrepreneurship and congratulate entrepreneurs and make their jobs easier. And that's what, you know, this week it is Small Business Week, and what and the SBA, Small Business Administration, you know, will have their events, I think largely educational events, and then they'll be recognizing small business persons of the year, you know, in certain states, right, and the National Small Business Person of the Year, and, you know, Procurement Person of the Year.
Yeah.
And we're just going to use the week again to talk about and advocate and for small businesses in terms of the policies,
right,
that they need to grow.
What are some of the things that are on your radar screen right now that are affecting small business owners that are in the Congress right now?
Well, this whole energy issue is huge because it does have the potential to undermine the economic recovery and really hammer small businesses. I mean, they still are concerned about weak sales. Business cost is one of their top issues, whether it's health coverage cost or, you know, any business cost that continue to go up because of inflation and just other factors. So, I mean, the last thing they need right now is for this instability in energy prices.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we are supporting efforts that are occurring in the House right now. There's a range of bills, one that they passed last week, H.R. 1229, the Putting the Gulf Back to Work Act, which essentially expedites the drilling permit process. Because
mm-hmm.
right now we do have a de facto moratorium.
Yep.
On drilling activity, and
because of what happened with BP last year.
Yeah, and just because of the slowdown in the government agencies in terms of issuing these permits. I mean, it really is a torturous process. And Jim, I have to remind the listeners that there are thousands of small business owners who are dependent on a vibrant energy
directly or indirectly
in the Gulf region.
That's right.
And otherwise, I mean, thousands that employ, I think, just over 4 million workers,
mm-hmm.
Who are dependent on this sector. So not only is this important from a cost perspective for all small businesses, but also for the small businesses who operate in this industry.
Well, and it's part of the right thing to do with regard to an energy policy. We should be using our own resources.
Oh, gosh, I know. And Jim, we've been, as you know, been saying this for years, that we need a comprehensive energy policy, that, you know, you don't want the perfect storm of events to occur, like they are right now. We've always talked about, you know, what could happen on an international basis, you know, what's happening
right
in terms of the growth in the economies in India, in China, and how much, you know, they'll continue to need more
right
energy to fuel their economy.
And they're positioning
the
themselves to get
supply
access to it more than we are, too.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, energy is really critical, and we are working on that for sure. But the other thing, Jim, we continue to work on, is the broader tax issue, because there is, you know, in this whole budget debate and the spending issue that's going on, and you know, there's the two. I think people do agree. Okay, we need to get spending under control. We need to address the deficit and the debt. But how do you do it? And we still remain very concerned about all these tax cuts.
Well, I want to thank Mr. Boehner for holding his ground on the tax increase thing. And I hope you'll hold his feet to the fire, your organization and all the others up there, so that we don't have any tax increases. We sure don't need that. Karen, I know one thing. I sleep a little better knowing that you're up there inside the Beltway looking out for small businesses, you and your organization. Thank you for that very much. Thank you for all the years of great service that you give to small businesses. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, President of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. She'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.